thought the sugya perhaps tried to clarify two inyanim. Tznan Hosam. We learned a Mishneh, HaChadosh Hosam in a Torah b'chol makim. Chadosh is also b'chol makim. He holds the Tana of this Mishnah holds that Chadosh is also holds Moshav means b'chol Moshav Yisaychem. Allah Haloche, Allah is also b'chol makim mikoyach Haloche. Akloyim midivrei seifrem. And Klaya Kerem is noyeg b'chol makim midivrei seifrem. So we're saying there's a common halacha between Chadosh, Ola, and Klayim. All three of them are noig b'chol mokem. But because of different reasons, Chadosh is also min ha-teire, Ola is also mishum halacha, and Klayim midivrei seifer. So now the Gemara says, let us clarify what does halacha mean. My halacha, Omar Rav Yehuda Mashmul, Hilchese Medina. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Osa min ater bechol mokim kesova moishav kol mokim she'atem yoishvim mashme." That's the Taish Moishav. Hilchus medine hinhigu heim aleihem b'chutz la'aretz. It's not osa min ater. It's a man-made issa. Hinhigu heim aleihem b'chutz la'aretz. That is what Rav Yehuda Moshmul said. Let us go further. Ula Omar Rav Yechanan Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. No, Ola is also min ha-teire in Chutzlaret Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Omar Lei Ula L'Rav Yehuda. So Ula asked Rav Yehuda, according to you, that you are saying that Ola and Klai Kerem both are not awesome in that Torah. There's a problem. According to me, that I say that Ola is also Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, there's not a problem. Why? Bishloim Eladidi Damina Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. According to me, that I hold Ola is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Hainu Dishonilon, so therefore we find there's a difference in Halacha Bein Sofik Ola L'Sofik Hilai. So we find there's a difference in Halacha by Sofik in Chutzlaret between Sofik Ola and Sofik Hilai. Where do we find the difference? This Nan, we learned in the Mishnah. Sofik Ola Ba'oretz Osa. Sofik Ola and Eretz Yisrael is Osa. Mesuye Muta. B'Chutzlaret, a step further, Yoirei V'Loikeyach U'Bulvad Shelo Yir'enu Loiket. He goes in to the kerem, and he's permitted to take from the kerem, but he should not see from which kerem or from which ilon, we're talking about the goy is taking from. Be'ilu gabi kiloim nan kerem anatua yerek. A person that planted yerokes in a kerem, which is klai hakerem, v'yerek nimka. And now the Yerokes are being sold outside of this Kerem. Now there's no sign on these Yerokes where they came from. It could very well be they came from the inside Kerem, there also. Could be they came from someplace else. There's no sign. Is Ba'aretz also? Ba'aretz, Neretz Yisrael, not permitted to purchase these Yerokes. It could be it came from the Kerem. There's no Hechsher on these Yerokes. It could be it came from the Kerem. It's been sold outside of the Kerem. So therefore, in Eretz Yisrael, it's also. B'Suria Mutar. In Suria, you have the same scenario. You have Klaya Kerem. They're selling Yerokes outside of the Kerem. So there, it could be it didn't come from the Kerem. This is the only Yerokes in the world. Could be it didn't come from the Kerem. Don't ask any questions. You have your Sofik. Could be it didn't come from the Kerem, and you're allowed to purchase it. B'chutz la'aretz, that Surya, which is next to Eretz Yisrael, has some chumras attached to it. בחוץ לארץ, בחוץ לארץ, יירד ולויקייט ובלבד של היוקייט ביד. When we see Rashi, we'll try to elaborate that this is different than Ola. By Ola it says, Yoyred v'leikeach u'bovad shelo yir'enu loikeit. He shouldn't see how he's being loikeit. And here it says, Yoyred v'leikeit u'bovad shelo yukeit b'yad. So we'll see in Rashi. But it seems this, there's a bigger kule by Klaya Kerem over Ola. So Ola said, according to me, I understand this very well, because Ola is Allah l'maishim misinai, Klaya Kerem is medivrei seifra. Ela ledidach, but according to you, it's hilchis and medina, it's also a darabonon. Nisni, so they should both have similar halachas. Oizev is a yered v'leikei. Oizev is a yered v'leikei. So why is there a difference? What is the cause of the difference in halacha between, in chutz l'oretz, there's a difference between yered v'leikei and yered v'leikei. So the this kasha, Ula asked Rav Yehuda. So he answered him, Ha'om alei Shmuel. L'Rabonon, you know, this is a good kasha, but Shmuel told Rabonon, Tani, he said this Mishnah needs to be corrected. The stack is of the world in the Mishnah. Tani, Oizev is a Yered V'loikeach, Oizev is a Yered V'loikeach. He taka told him, there's something wrong in the Mishnah. There's no legitimate reason to differentiate between Ola and Klai Akerem. That's what Shmuel told. He told this to Rabonon. You taka right, there's taka no difference. There's a mistake in the Mishnah. And then the Gemara says, Ma b'rei de Ravina masri lei lekule, zev is a yoyred v'loike, u b'vad shalei yilkeit b'yad. Itake, you have this kula by both of them. Now let us see Rashi to try to figure out what's happening here. Zogt Rashi, Hainu de shon ilon, so Ula said, that's why there's a difference. Chomo, Sofik Ola Misofik Loin. Now, Rashi starts explaining what the case of Sofik Ola is, and Rashi gives two Misholim. Sofik Ola, Sofik Ovru Oleo Sholesh Shonin. That's one case. And this we mentioned yesterday, the Goin says, this case, what Rashi says, is going on the first half of the Mishnah. Sofik Ola Ba'oretz is also besuya is muta. So that means if I have a tree, I do not know if this is, if 3 years have passed or have not passed. So that's the din. I don't know. So, ba'oretz is also, and b'chutz l'oretz is muta. This is a good moshel. That's me, agabuche, Rabbi Kebege, that's me brings down, in Shulchan Aruch, it is brought down that, once a year, v'yayimid the nisin, one makes a broche on ilonis the lavlavi. If you have a tree, a fruit tree that's blossoming, you make a broche. Shleichisa beilomei klum, abora by briyas toivis, v'ilonis toivis, lonis mem b'nei odam. Make a broche when one sees the blossoms of a fruit tree. Dachsimis Rabbi Kevega says, but that is dafke if it's not an ola tree. If it's an ola tree, so the broche is lahonis mem b'nei odam, this is also Bahano, so you can't make a brocha on an ola tree. Zot Rabbi Kevege, but what if this is a tree in Chutz Loretz, and I don't know if it's an ola tree or not? So Sofik Ola b'Chutz Loretz is muta, so you can make a brocha. Lohanes ben b'nei odom. That's this halacha over here, that in, if I don't know if it's 3 years have passed, if it didn't pass, so in Sura, in Surya, which is Chutz Loretz, I can, I'm permitted to eat it. So Rashi says further, Inami, case number two, Pardes sheyesh bei netiyas ola v'shar netiyas. Case number two of Sofik Ola is that you have an orchard, and there's two types of trees there. There's young trees, which are ola, and there are older trees. V'lokat oived keichovim min ha-peiris. The goy went into the pardes, he took from the peiris, ve'en yadua meheichon, I haven't the faintest idea from where he got the peiris. So that's also Sofik Ola, and we'll see, okay, we'll see the, exactly, that's another case of Sofik Ola. Besuria, he Aram Tzaiva, Shekovash David, David had conquered Suria, Vesinfoim Eretz Yisrael, he annexed it to Eretz Yisrael, Okasova Kibishochid, Loishme Kibush, Mamshal Kibishochid, it was conquered not Letzerech Klal Yisrael, conquered for him for personal reasons, so Mamela doesn't get Kedushas Oretz. Hilka, so it's Chutzloretz, Sveike Muta. Later we're going to ask the Aloch Lamoishe Misinai b'chutz lot haich meiko b'sveika. How could we be meiko in a sofik in chutz lotz? U'mishanin an eim mekach nemra aloch sveika mutter b'chutz lotz fado. So the Gemara's going to answer that kufa was the Aloch Lamoishe Misinai, that the whole iser is davke if you're aware of the iser, if you're not aware it's mutter. ובחוץ על הארץ, דרוחק תפי ולא מחלף. איזה סוריה, since it's close to Eretz Yisrael, so Chazal were afraid that they might compare Eretz Yisrael to Suriah, so therefore there's chumres on Suriah may ain Eretz Yisrael. בחוץ על הארץ, דרוחק תפי ולא מחלף, there people will not make a mistake to compare Eretz Yisrael to Suriah. Is in Chutz Loretz, Yered Yisrael, the Yid goes in, V'loikeach min ha'ivet keichoven ha'loiket mi pardes sheyesh boi netiyos yelodos uskonis, V'Yisrael yedeya shu nichnas shom v'loiket lechatchila. That means, in Chutz Loretz by Ola, I go to the goy, I come in, I want some 5 pounds of apples, the way I should get it from the orchard, definitely go into the orchard and get it for me. And he goes into the orchard, and I know very well that in the orchard there's all our trees and not all our trees. And then he goes in, I shut my eyes or look at something else. I don't watch what he's doing. And then he comes out and he gives me my 5 pounds of apples which I ordered, and I take it in Shalom Al Yisrael. Ubelvad shelo yirenu Yisrael, he shouldn't look and he shouldn't see, shuloiket min ha'ola, that he's taking from the ola. This is one of the rare cases that we say ignorance is bliss. So the mela, I don't know where he got it from, I don't ask, it's none of my business, he brings out, he got it from this orchard, I don't know if he took from the ola, he didn't take from the ola. And as long as he doesn't see. So what is the difference between Suya and Chutzlov? Shenilkat kva, it was picked already. I don't tell him to go in. Now, Tachsechmir Pshat in Rashi here is as follows. I'd like to be Magdim a Shach in Yeredeya and Simen Kofiut. The Shach says as follows. Like this, we have a klal, Sofik the Reisel, Sofik the Rabbana Lekula. Sofik the Rabbana. I have a piece of meat in front of me. I don't know if a goy cooked it, if a yid cooked it. It's kosher, but it's mit Rabbana. But we have one piece of meat. I don't know if it's bishalakum, not bishalakum. So the loch is Sofik the Rabbana Lekula. Zok the Shach. What if I have in front of me 2 pieces of meat, 2 steaks? The glad kosher steaks, but one a goy cooked, one a yid cooked, they're in front of me, 2 plates in front of me. Am I allowed to take one? Savik the rabbanon lekula. So the shach says, chas v'sholom, this is ikva isure, there's vadai iser over here, you don't play with vadai iser. So l'chayre, the longest of the shach is, Savik the Rabbanu Lekula is, I have 1 piece of meat in front of me, I have a Savik. Is it also, isn't it also? I have reasons to be chayish, maybe it is also, maybe it's not also. So, Savik the Rabbanu Lekula. But this is a more chamadike Savik. There's Zicha Issa over here. I'm playing Russian roulette over here. There's Zicha Issa, I'm gonna take one. When there's Vabai Issa in front of you, you cannot, there's no klal of Savik the Rabbanu Lekula. Fine. Now, there's a machloikis, the Shach and the Prichodosh. So these 2 pieces were in front of me, my mouth is watering, but So I go out to ask a shayla if I'm allowed to take one. They tell me you're not allowed to. I come back. Baruch Hashem, there's only one piece here. And someone took the other piece already. Now there's one piece of meat in front of me. Am I allowed to eat? Now it's not Mada Yisrael. I don't know if it's also. So the machlek is the shach and the prichodesh. The shach says it's also. Prichodesh says it's mutter. So let's go a little bit shach. I think pshat and the shach is as follows. When you're coming in now, the taket is one piece of meat, but the suffix is the suffix that was noilad before. I mean, the suffix did not start with this piece of meat. The suffix started, the suffix was, is this the osadika meat, is this the not osadika meat? That's the latest suffix. And this suffix still continues, is this the osadika meat, even though now the situation changed. I mean, you had a suffix of ikva yisure, and the suffix does not change that even though one piece of meat was taken away. Because the suffix was l'chayr and noilat from before. That's the yisayda suffix. Now, the chiddush, the difference between chutz la'aretz and surya, daksin is as follows. In chutz la'aretz, I go to the goy, I tell the goy, go into the pardes and bring me 5 pounds of apples. Now, I know klar in the pardes is all of the apples, is not all of the apples. I'm telling him, go and take. Which ones is he going to take? I haven't the faintest idea. And I'm telling him to do it. So this is a suffix of ikva yisure. In suffix, all the chutzlots is muta, full of ikva yisure. That's a chutzlots. In Surya, they made a chumre. They made a chumre, yichas v'shom, that you did tell a guy to go in and take. Bring you 5 pounds of apples. In Surya, a suffix of ikva yisur is also. But in Surya, if I come to this pardes, I see the goy is standing outside of the pardes with a big sign, apples for sale. Now, my suffix now is, what are these apples? My suffix was not noilid. That means if I had told him to go into the orchard, so that was the latest asafik. Which one is he going to take? I'm telling him to go take, which one is he going to take? So that's asafik of ikva yisur. If I come now and see the goy selling apples, my asafik now is, what are these apples? I can figure it out if I know where he took them from, but this is, my asafik now is asafik of what, is not asafik of ikva yisur. Because the latest asafik was noilad now. This is not a continuation of a previous suffix. The whole svar of the shach is, the suffix started with ikva yisure, so it will, this is your old suffix that changed. You have one apple now. You have one piece of meat now. But Alamai said, this is the old suffix. The old suffix doesn't change, even though one piece of meat disappeared. But if I come to, if I come and I see that the latest asovik by me is as soon as the guy is outside of the palace and he has apples to sell. So my asovik is, what are these apples? It's not a asovik of ikva yisure. So my mele, so the insur is also mutter. And chutzlals is mutter afilu asovik of ikva yisure. Okay, let's go further. That's what Rashi says. That b'vachla yirenu yisog shu loiket min ha'olam. You shouldn't see him taking from all in chutzlots. What is sign you lael besuya mutek sheniu kat kvar? They were picked already. So now myself, and that when I come and see these apples, I only have a suffik. What are these apples? So that's called suffik all is mut. Al chatchil neyim alay lech reidel lekayt. Fine. So my mele. So but here I'm allowed to tell him to go, and I zichen know there's a possibility he took from the all of the apples. This suffik is mutter in chutzlots. Now, let's see this, by kerem anatu a yerek, shezora yerek bein akfanim. He had planted yerokes between the kfanim, dabu leklai a kerem. V'yerek nimka chutzoloi. So now we'll talk about the first cases, between Eretz Yisrael and Surya. V'yesh lochush, now I see there's a guy selling yerokes, and he's outside of a klai a kerem, which yerokes, also the yerokes are going. Now here, Sarashi seems to be saying as follows. The Klaya Kerem, the Yerokis inside the Kerem, the case by the Kerem, all the Yerokis were Klaya Kerem. Nothing to talk about. all Yerokas look like her. Now I have a goy standing outside of the Keren. He's selling Yerokas. Now, if I wanted to, I could ask him, excuse me, sir, where did you get a hold of these Yerokas? But again, ignorance is bliss. Don't ask any questions. And Yerokas, well, it could be he came from this Klaya Keren. Could be he got it from someplace else. I mean, don't, it doesn't mean Davka he got it from here. So memele the yerek nimka chutzeloi v'yeshelachus. Yeah, it's zicha something to think about. Shema mi yerek shegodal bekeremu. Maybe it's taka, but it could be, but it doesn't have to be. Bavale sofik laim. Fine. So that is surya sofik laim is mutter. Now in chutzlaret yered oivid keichovim v'loiket min hakloyim mamish. Now, in Chutz Loretz, the guy goes into he's not selling anything outside, he only sells fresh schoire. The customer comes, he picks it for you. So I tell him, I want fresh Yerokes, no problem. He goes into his Klaya Kerem, he has his Osadik Yerokes there, he picks Yerokes for me. Yoyred oivet kecham v'loiket min akloye mamish u'moicha lechover u'bovachela yilkoit achover atzmai. That means that this guy told this yid, you know, pick which ones you want. Take it, you're buying it. No. You do it, not me. That's what he tells him. He'll pick it, forget about it. It's not allowed to eat it. U'bovachela yilkoit achover atzmai biyat. Fine. So that is this kula, so amuim the kula over here. That klaya kerem, the kula is, that I know it's klaya kerem mamish, and that's what seems from Rashi. In the first case, there was ignorance by all of that. I didn't know what he took. I had to store them, it's equal, but I don't know. Here, I know that he took klaya mamish, I didn't pick it. So memele, shalika dachava atzme biyad, vimise da'ola b'chutz loret, tivrei seifrem, we'll come back to this Rashi soon. Nisni oy idi veidi the all of the climb I serve is a yerid veloiket. Lay also bechutz lo sell as a zireya oy as a loiket biyodayim. So memele, that's that. So the goyin asks on Rashi two kashes. From the Ritas Loshen of Rashi, it seems, by Yered Veloiket means, he goes in, and he takes Klai Akerem Mamish, Vade Klai Akerem, as long as I don't pick it, it's Mutter. So the going asks, what's chatting this? I mean, this, well, what kind of heter? I didn't pick it. So what? I mean, what kind of heter is this? Kasha number one. Kasha number two is a Shrekleche Kasha. The Goyin asks, let's learn the Gemara Elach. When the Gemara Ula asked Akashet Rav Yude, what is the difference between, according to you, what's the difference between Ola and Klaya Kerem? So look at the Loshen of the Gemara. So, Omalai Ula Rav Yude, Bishlai Melididi, Haini Disha, according to me, Haini Disha Nilon, there's a difference between Sofik Ola Le Sofik Klayim. According to me, you can understand there's a difference in Sofik Ol and Sofik Laim. According to you, what's the difference in Sofik Ol and Sofik Laim? So we see klar from the Gemara that there's a difference in Sofik Laim. According to Rashi, it's not Sofik Laim, it's Fadik Laim. And the biggest story is, Rashi, the end of this Rashi says, the Rashi, B'vachal Yukar Tachav Atzma B'yad, B'misid Da'ola B'chutz Lol Tivrei Seifrem, V'loi Elocha L'moyshe, Maishna da Ahmed besafikolo, misafiklaim. Svacha, apacha noira. So, here Rashi, the previous Rashi says it's klaim mamish, and yamachma, and then here Rashi calls it safiklaim. So, we have to understand, the first thing we also have to understand, what's pshat, and before we come into the word safik, we have to understand what's the lumdus over here. So, Baksamed is a Meirdika Taisis Ri Hazokin. Let us see the Taisis Ri Hazokin on this side. So the Taisis Ri Hazokin, this is around 10 lines from the bottom. Yoyret veloiket, Yoyret ha-Yisrael bekeren veloiketai vekechovim min ha-klayim biyodov. So, and the Goy takes it, u-bevav shlo yitel ha-Yisrael biyodov. But the Yid shouldn't take it. Mistavra, zok te toises riyah zokin, hodis nan. So what's chatting this? Hodis nan. Ola klaya kerem asurim, davke bishal Yisrael ke de perishne. Davke if it grew by a yid. Ke de perishne, I don't know, we said this before we don't have toises riyah zokin. We had a suffix of toises about this. U-mishim hachi, lo yukait biyat. And that's why la yukad biyat vachi mistavre, and that's mistavre. That's pshat. Diloi teimochem aydate ha olo veklayim asum avlu mishalei vekechov. Afa bishul la yukad biyat asurim. What pshat? So al kolchoch, you have to say that he holds that olo veklayim is only us if it grew by a yid, and not if it grew by a guy. So I think. One more nikude. If the heter, so we're speaking about, we're purchasing from a goy. So it grew by the goy. So I think that the inyan, there's two inyanim. It has to be grown by a goy and picked by a goy. So that's called, it's goyish peiris. That means the gidl and the lakita, everything is through a goy. That is no issa ola and klayim. If it grew by a goy and a yid picked it, so there's a yad Yisrael beemtzos, it's called, he is a psachelik and bringing the peiris to be eaten. I'm making the peiris, I'm taking it from the mechubah. Lakita is also a type of gidl, or a chelik of the processing of the fruit. So it has to be completely goyish. So al koponim, so dachsechmir, the first kash of the goyim, that's the Chmer, is explaining it more or less. That's, if it grow, all on Klaya Kerem, if it grows by a guy, it's Mutter, Kid the Perishne. Now, the Emerson, we don't have the Taisri Yazakin before, but we had a Taisus before. Just let's quickly go over, three lines in Taisus. The Taisus is on Daf Lamed Vav Amed Beis. Taisus, Daf Lamed Vav Amed Beis. It's around 10 lines from the bottom. From the bottom, Taisvis is 10 lines from the bottom, Amad Vav Amad Beis. Umina Yerushalmi Shehe Vesi, Taisvis brought a Yerushalmi, Yesh Loichiach Da'ola Uklayim Noigim Bishal Oibde Kechob. From the Yerushalmi, we'll see that all and Klayim is Noig by a guy. וכן משבא בפרקי מעמידים, דקום ההוסם, בבני מהגבינס היו וכחוב המסורים, מבני שהמעמידים אויסם בסורף של אולה. The Gemara says, why are cheeses of goyim also? Because one of the additives is the sap of a pre-Ola. ומיירי באולה שייבת כחובים, מסתם, they take their own fruit. תדויכי כולוים את המיירי באולה של ישראל. וכן משמא לקמון ארגמורת, דקום הסוף וכל בחוץ לאות שיירים לקר, ובאת של ינו לייקט, he shouldn't see, וכך המיירי באולה דיוויד כחום, די באולה די ישראל, עלי עושה למכר, so the yid is not allowed to sell it, די דמי אולה אסורים. על קופונים, we see from this Taisvis, that if I'll give someone a questionnaire, is אולה כלויים, that grows by a goy, is it us or is it mutter? There's no off in the Gemara. Our Taisa said, from the Yerushalmi is mashma like this, from the Gemara Navei the Zohar is mashma that it's also, from our Gemara it's mashma. Taisa's only was groping and had three rayas that Ola shel Akum is also. But it seems there's no off in the Gemara. There's no off in the Gemara. We see the Taisa Riyazokin said that our Gemara held that that Al Kaponim Klein, if it's a Rabbon, and it's Mutav, it grows by a Goy. A chilek if it's a chutzlatz, if it goes by goy, it's mutter. So we don't have enough in it that it's osa. And if it's a drabonan, it's mutter. Perhaps it's nitin leheyoma one vote. That this din, if it grows by a goy, we see, we have a machlekes, a rishayim, a place he says it's osa. it's mutak. Perhaps this din, Rashi learned, this din, if it grows by a goy, is also a muta, perhaps is a sofik. This din goof is a sofik. So memele, so that means I feel it grows by a goy, is also a sofik. Could be it's also, could be it's muta. So could be, if it grows by a yid, it's zichalos. If it grows by a goy, it's a sofik. So it could be that's why it's called sofik klaim, sofik olo. It's a sofik if it's klaim olo. It grew by a goy, and it's a sofik fakel, not goy is zichal muta. Goy is a sofik. Maybe it's also, but maybe it's mutter. Sofik klayim is mutter. I can't. So it's sofik klayim is mutter. So the goy is permitted to take it and I eat it. And as long as it's completely goyish, I'm allowed to eat sofik klayim. Now let us go further in the Gemara. And daf lamates amud alef. Omalei Levi lishmu. Levi told Shmu. Aryeich, Aryeich is a melech, he was a dayan, he was poisek. Sapekli va'ani eichel. So Amirah de Kezach, they went chutz lords in Bovel. So Rashi says, Sapekli lekoit shaloi befonai. Listen, there's a place over there, there's Mestama Pardes, there's some oladike, some nit oladike. I'm not looking. Lekoit shaloi befonai, shiye sofik etzli. Vano Eichel, Ba'ola Koi, was speaking about Ola, and he told him, Sapikli Vani Eichel. It's Sapik Ola's Mutter. Sapik Ola's Mutter. I mean, that's Yoyrit Va'ichel we have by Ola. I mean, that's as long as I don't know what I don't, ignorance is bliss by Ola. Rav Ivye V'Rabbe Bar Rav Chanon Mesavki Svuki La'Dodi. They did a better Isaac. That each one, that they got Peiris, one went into the field, the other one turned around his back, he brought him back Peiris, and then he went into the field, he brought the other, and each one did not know if it's Ola or not, and each one had Peiris. That's how they got Peiris. Fine. Besavki svuki la dodi. Omri cherifei de pumpedaise, now the cherifei de pumpedaise, they were very liberal. Ain't Ola b'chutz l'oretz. They said, you don't need a suffix. Ola is muta b'chutz l'oretz, period. It's muta, period. You can go and take it, go yourself. You see an Ola tree, you take it, you eat it, no problem. This is already a big kula. Sholcho Rav Yehuda lekami de Rav Yochanan. So Rav Yehuda heard this from the Charif and the Pumpadisa. He sent in this psak to Rav Yochanan. Rav Yochanan was in Eretz Yisrael. He asked him, what does Rabbi Yochanan hold of this psak? Sholachle. So he sent him back a tshuva like this. Stoim sveike. He says, number one, Sofik Ola is muta b'chutz l'oretz, but don't be mefarsim it. You should never this is very scary. You're gonna start dashing Sofik Ola is muta. It's gonna go further. Stoim sveike. This din that Sofik Ola's mutter, if it comes a negeya, a maisa, someone had a psa shayla, and it's a shasat chak, and a lesha shayla. You'll look 5 minutes, you'll have to eat it. But don't be mefalsam this kula that Sofik Ola's mutter. Stoim sveike. Va'avad vador. In number two, if there's trees, all are trees, so you send a contingent of workers into all the pardesim, and you get rid of all the peiris that are growing on the ola trees. Don't get rid of it. Vehachreis al peirisim shetunin gnize. In those people who had already got sofik ola, you just tell them it should not be served by any meals, they should be goinus it. Then he said something, v'chol ha'oimer, ein ola b'chutz la'oretz. Whoever will say there's no Ola in Chutz L'Oretz like the Charifi, the Pumpadise, La Yehei Loi Nin V'Neched, they will not have children or grandchildren, Mashle Chevel B'Goyrel B'Kal Hashem, that will Yarshin him. So I saw in Sefer Smochus, he says, Amir Dikevot, Ola is also, the Peiris of Ola is also for three years. So Memele, if they're mizalzel in the peiris of Ola, so Memele will be mizalzel in their peiris, their children and their grandchildren. But they won't have the mezalzel and the peiros ki odem eitz asode. So memela, so he gave such a klala. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, Charifi de Pumpadise, Eifa Vavimi b'nei Rechava de Pumpadise. Sesoim, Sfeikas, Rabbi Yochanan sent back a very sharp tshuva. Sesoim, Sfeika, Va'abeid, Vado, Kleima. Sveikai muta. Sofik is take muta. Vado osa. But the heter sveika, this heter that sofik is muta, stomiyu. You cover it. Lohoirais bahatsno. You only if it's a bits betsinet. Veloila derisha berab. Hoyel umikilimbo. Now how do I know that the same sveika means that you should hide the heter of Sofik? It must speak about something else. He wanted to darshan this halacha bepirke. Everyone should know about this kula. Omalei Roves, a Roves told him, Tane sosim lastumi. The Tane covered it up. The Tane wasn't the fasim. It vahat orish lo bepirke. Alme sesoim, sesoim adova koma. Kacheshim Rabbi Negershim Rabbi Yudas, that's all that pshat in Sesoim Sveike. Va'abeid vado, hoyil v'hein mekilim, this big kulis over there in Kuzlaret, so all the vadai olo you get rid of. Al tata lahem l'sapek zeitzel zeh, they're going into the fields, it's toch hashod, that you have all the peiris that could be very readily be eaten better, so you get rid of them, you destroy them. You just go and interfere, go into all the fields and confiscate them. Fine. So now the Gemara says further, the inu keman sabru. The Gemara says, now, charifi de pumpadise, they weren't posh to mention. So where did they got a heter that ola is muta b'chutzlo? That's where they got a heter. So where did they get it from? Ki hod esanya, there's a baraisa, rabba loza b'rabi yoisi, oima mishum rabi yoisi ben domaske, sha'oma mishum rabi yoisi aglili, sha'oma mishum rabi yoichanim ben nuri, sha'oma mishum rabi lezer hagodol. So we have big guns over here. Ein ola b'chutzlo. There's not an olah period. There's not an olah b'chutzlot. The loy, how can you say Rabbi Eleza Hagodol holds there's no olah b'chutzlot? But nan Rabbi Eleza Oimer Afa Chodosh. In our Mishnah it says that the Mishnah says, the Tanakhama says that all dvorim atluyim ba'oretz noyheges. Neheges bein ba'oretz, bein komitzvus atluim ba'oretz, neheges ba'oretz. Elayna neheges ela ba'oretz. Chutz min ha'ola uklayim. Ha'ola uklayim is an exception, it's noig in chutzlod. Rabbi Elezer oime af ha'chodosh. She has a third addition, a third exception, chodosh. So you're just telling me that Rabbi Elezer holds that ola is muta b'chutzlod. So what's af ha'chodosh? It's not af ha'chodosh. Only Chodosh, not Afa Chodosh. Frag the Gemara, Vonan, Rabbi Lezer, Oima Afa Chodosh. So the Gemara says you have to make a mistake in the Mishnah. Tni Chodosh. You say that Allah and Klaya Kerem is also Chutzlot. No. All and Klaya Kerem is only Negan Eretz Yisrael. Chodosh, it's Mutter Chutzlot, and Chodosh is also. In Chutzlot. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, Af HaChodosh, Almem, Be'olwa Ketane Kamas Virloi, the Kamoisiv Chodosh, is adding on Chodosh. So the Gemara answers, Tini Chodosh, Leititni Af, Vachi Koma, Olo Krayim Arem Ki Shar HaTluyim Boretz, Vein Noigim B'Chutzlot, Abo Chodosh Noig B'Chutzlot, Tachsi Bay Moishav, Kalmokem Sha'atam Yoishmem. Tini Chodosh. So, he says, the Gemara had a kasha. He says, how could you say Rabbi Lezer holds? How could you say Rabbi Lezer holds that all is muta b'chutz lo'otz? It says in the Mishnah, af ha-chodesh, v'im toima ha-mai tzorech l'imchik af, le'im ha-dekoy ha-kloyim. That means all we said over here, that he holds that all is muta b'chutz lo'otz klaim, could be he holds his osa. V'yesh lo'im ha-kivim da'oma Rabbi Lezer, ein ola b'chutz lo'otz, it's follow him v'sheim achme b'kloyim, yoysim y'ola. We see at the Svinish Tvi that either they're the same or kloyim is easier. Ba'oidai Mari, kiven de kloyim de rabbonon, b'chodosh de reise, en shaykh le misni af a kloyim. You can't say af, this is also also, because kloyim is an issa de rabbonon, and chodosh is issa de reise. Le'poi chalib de man yoma, ol olocha moishim isinai. That means if you would hold that ol osilcha semedine, so there's no kashm rabbalazah. So, because I said that if the halacha l'moishe misinai, so then the af is going on ola, because both are deraises. This is also us. So then we say to me, if ola is the rabbonon, klaikeren is the rabbonon. So without me, af doesn't make any sense. Because he can't say af another rabbono. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Rabbi Asi, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Ola b'chutz loretz alocha l'moishe misina. Omar lei, it's also min ha-teira. Alocha l'moishe misina. Omar lei Rabbi Asi, that's the Goyen's Gil said. Vosan, so Rabbi Asi, Esther Rabbi Yochanan, Vosanye, Sofik, Ola, Boretz, Osa, Besuya, Mutter. So, Memele, so how could you say that it's Osa Mina Teire? So, how could Sofik Ola be Mutter and Suya? Ishtoimen Kishachado, so he was Bohu for a short period of time. Oh, Stakep Shashek Lachekashe. Omaloi, Eima, I'll tell you, Kach Nema, That's how the halacha l'moishe misina was nimsa. Sveika muter vado osa. That's how it was nimsa, the halacha l'moishe misina. Oma Rabbi Asi, Oma Rabbi Yochanan. Loikin halakloim devar toire. That you loike an kloim in chutzlar. That's what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Kach nem alach l'maishe, like na klaim b'chutz l'aretz d'var teire k'diyalef l'kame." So that klaim is also b'chutz l'aretz. Amalei, so there's also the Yosois over here. Amalei, so he told him, "Anant nan haklaim midivrei seifrim." The Mishnah says, Kloim is midivrei seifrim. So how can you say, Yeloika and Kloim? So the Gemara answers, Loikash. Kan be Klayakerem is taka also midarabonon and chutzlorets. Kan ba Akovas ha'ilon. Akovas ha'ilon is also min ha'toyre. To be markif, to graft on a branch on a tree, a different mean, that's also min ha-teire in chutz la'aretz. And that's what I said before is loike. And where do I get this chilek? Kiddush Shmuel, the Omar Shmuel said adash, es chukoisai tishmeiru, chukim shechokakti l'cho kvar. Now, we'll see in Rashi, but this pasuk es chukoisai tishmeiro, when we say usually they say this tishmeru chukoisai. We say the verb before the noun. If we say the noun before the verb, so then there's a different pshat. Es chukoisai means the chukim, which were previously given already, Tishmeiru, you should be shomer, those chukim which were previously given. And that means that it was already given libnei noyach. chukim shechokakti l'cho kvar. Be'emtecho loisar biya kiloyim, sotcho loisizra. So these two isurim, Shmuel said, were nechkak kvar. These two halachas were given to Bnei Noach. Now, so now we make a hekish. Ma behemtecha baharbo avsotche bahakoveh. Sotcha leisizra kiloim is going on a stay ilon. And speaking about hakoveh silones, we'll see in Rashi how we know this. Uma behemtecha noyik bein ba'oretz bein b'chutz loretz. Because behemtecha is a chayves haguf. Absolutely noyig, bein ba'oretz, bein b'chutz loretz. Frag the Gemara ve'elo hoksiv sodcho, ha'hu limutei zroim shem b'chutz loretz. Now let us see Rashi. Zok Rashi, b'su yamuta vi'i ador b'chutz loretz halocha, eich mizazlinim b'sveike, כך נאמר הלוך למייש, לא יקמה על הכלואים בחוץ לאוס דברתו, כדי אף לקמה. והכובר זה אילון, מין ושעיני מיני. חוקוי סי תשמרו, מדלוי כסיב, ושמרתם אס חוקוי סי, משמע אס חוקוי סי אשר מאוילום, the חוקים which were existent from before תשמרו. מלמד, so שהיזר אס נויך ובונה בלעיה. ואלו הן החוקים, בהמתך לא יסביה, סודך לא יסיזרה. ואיזה זריאס קלויים, שאני אומר שחקקתם לכו כבר, which זריאס קלויים are also ready to בני נויח, סודך is speaking about דומיה דבהמה. דובו המסויים, Vahainu Harkovet. Now, the Shita Loinoida Lemi explains this as follows. The Harboas Klayim of Behemtecha is you take two Dvorim HaMesuyomim, you take two Behemis, and it comes out from two Dvorim HaMesuyomim a common child. That is Harboas Behemet. By Harkovas Ilonais, you also have the same thing. You're grafting a branch of one mean to a tree of another mean, and it's coming out of the branch a common peri. That means it's coming from two sources, but it's coming out a common peri, one peri, which originates from two sources, and that's similar to Harboas Behemet, that one vlad is coming from two sources. All other cases of kiloyim, kilayei zroyim, and kilaya kerem, this does not come out a common peri from the both meaning. Each one gives out its own peri, but since this one is yonik from the other, so there's a yonike in the other one, but not that they're coming together to bring out a common peri. You have two different peris, you have yirokes, you have kfonim, and since one is yonik from the other, some emela, it's also. But there's no, so here we're asering dumya de beine. Umahoche nafkilon b'sanhedrin, de b'nei noyach huzeru aleim. Vahoche ata moisef lilmoid mehekirze, dumya de beine, afilu b'chutzlot. So we learn out from this hekish, number one, that b'nei noyach, chukoysay tishmoyre chukim shechokaktiloch, that Bnei Noach are muzer on these two kiloyim, kiloy behemah and hakoveh silonis. And from this hekesh we'll also learn out that just like habos behemah is noig b'chutz loretz, so hakoveh silonis is also noig b'chutz loretz, and that's why it says loikin. Af sotche b'chutz loretz. Frag the Gemara v'oksiv sodecha. But they said, mitzadecha, you're making a hekesh. Mitzadecha, we have a mir. Sodecha ha-miyuchad loch. וחוץ לארץ לא תקנו לך מן, לא תקנו לך מן השמיים. אומר די כזאת, that's not called סודחה. סודחה means that it was תקנו לך מן השמיים, and that's דווקא ארץ ישראל. ההוא למעוטי זרועים וכלי הקרם, וחוץ לארץ. ומשום דווקא בלושן זריה, כוסף סודחה. That's it, doesn't say כמה. So Rashi learns that it's that al kaponim. So in the Diraisa, here we have a new din now, that klai ilonois and habos beimis osmina teire b'chutzlores, and sotcha's coming to tell us that klai zroim is also midarabon. Let us see Taisvis. Ahu lemutai zroim. Perish bekunteris. Zroim shebekeren. Dein loiken olof. Ablein laforish klai zroim de karke de behem lo yitzarech kro. You don't need a posik on this. Ki even de choyves karke hu pshita de neheges ele bohoretz. Avo klai zroim shebekeren yitzarech kro. For this you need a posik. Afo gav the chayvis kaku. Salken daitich lemafino bikal bochayim ed chodosh. This I think, without this meat, I would learn at a kal bochayim ed chodosh. Ki even the isur and isur oilom. Klaya kermas and isur oilom. Vasurim bano. So memelis I would make a kal bochayim. So ma ed chodosh is also bachutz loretz. So va de givis klay. We had this before, this kal bochayim. Rav Shimon Yochayim had this kal bochayim. Sabadi givis klaya kerm should also be yosan chutzlos. Avo zroim limotzo mech mekal vochayim ad chodosh. The klai azroim de karka in asurim bano, kde ono kama bishmaiten. Lai zroim de beeretz lai siri bano, vchutzlorets lai gozru bo rabonon.